Senator Pat Toomey. Senator, first of all, thanks for coming to Williamsport and Lycoming County today to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on the economy.
Well, it's good to be back, despite the fact that it's very difficult circumstances. I think you heard the frustration from so many people given what we're going through. But I love Williamsport. It's always great to be back in Lycoming County.
Senator, yesterday, being with the governor and secretary of health, we talk about data and science a lot. There's a major concern amongst Pennsylvanians that those numbers change drastically. The secretary is referencing the fact that the national testing labs are well behind. Is this a concern of yours as well, and how does it get addressed?
Well, there are many concerns, right? The reporting has been somewhat inconsistent. Sometimes we'll have a day where we catch up on several days of old data, and so on any given day, it's hard to have complete confidence in the data. As you heard part of this discussion, I think the most important data is not just how many people tested positive today. What really matters is how many people tested positive as a percentage of tests were conducted, but also how many hospitalizations, what about fatalities. You know, in Pennsylvania, we have not been threatening our hospital capacity. We never did. We didn't know that back in February, March. We didn't know that it would turn out this way, but we do know that now. So I think that should inform our judgment, and we should not be going backwards on the reopening. We should be going forwards with people taking the precautions that make sense.
Is it fair to characterize that some of the messaging in certain states has been, well, if you get COVID, you may die. That's why we have to close everything down. That a positive test is equated to lethality.
Well, that would be, of course, wildly inaccurate, right? The vast, overwhelming majority of people who test positive for COVID-19 either never have any symptoms or they have symptoms and then they fully recover. The people who die, and there is a fatality rate, they are overwhelmingly older people and overwhelmingly people who have underlying health problems, all of which is to say that people in those categories really need to be very careful. You know, my mom is 86 years old. I want her to be extremely careful. She does not go out in crowds. She's wearing a mask. She stays at home. I mean, you know, you got to take care of a person who is vulnerable. But the vast majority of us are not in that category, and that's the distinction we should be making.
Finally, as you go back to Washington, D.C., legislatively over the next couple of weeks, Pennsylvanians and all Americans are asking, what is next from an economic relief standpoint, and especially here in Pennsylvania with a lot of the service industry going back to a quarter of what it was?
Well, the most important thing is not to get in the way of the recovery. You know, there's been some encouraging signs. There's been a lot of new job creation, you know, people being able to get back to work. In other words, consumer sales have been relatively strong. People have had most of the lost income replaced through the various things that we already did. So I think the most important thing is let's continue to fight this virus, continue to work on vaccines and treatment and testing capacity, and don't get in the way of people being able to resume their productive lives.
Certainly appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.